Creating agency. The best way to create an agency relationship is in writing. Although this is not the only legal method, it is preferred. The written agreement should clearly define the positions of the parties and the duties and expectations of each. It is the safest way to ensure that both parties understand the relationship and can be very helpful if problems or misunderstandings arise. How and when agency is created. An agency relationship can be created by the express acts of the parties or simply by the actions of the parties. By default, all potential buyers and sellers who make contact with a license holder are customers to whom the broker owes no fiduciary duties. In Texas, there is no assumed or implied agency relationship with anybody. This point can confuse buyers using an agent's services to locate a property and who have not established an agency relationship with the broker. The broker is free to offer services to this customer buyer, but must ensure that they are aware of the ramifications of being an unrepresented buyer. In this type of transaction, the broker is representing the interests of the seller, either as the listing broker or as a subagent of another broker. Issues arise as the broker, eager to provide excellent service to the customer buyer, does things that inadvertently lead the buyer to believe they represent them. Statements such as, "I am sure that we can find the right home for you at the right price," can lead the buyer to assume that an agency relationship has been created. In Texas, there are 4 statutory agency relationships allowed by TREA Law: seller agency, buyer agency, sub-agency, intermediary. Oral agency agreements are legal and quite common in Texas. There are few positives with an oral agreement and numerous downsides. An oral agency agreement is unenforceable against the client. Texas court records are teeming with scores of attempts by brokers to sue for a commission without a written and signed listing agreement. They have virtually all failed. An oral agency agreement is enforceable against the agent. Oral agency agreements are subject to much confusion and misinterpretation. They can lead to failed transactions, unhappy clients, and lawsuits that could have been avoided had the agent and clients signed a written listing or buyer-tenant representation agreement. In the case of a listing agreement, the agent cannot enter it into the MLS because it is not in writing. The timing of an agency relationship is also an issue. As mentioned earlier, an agency relationship is created when both the principal and agent have consented to establish it. They can establish an agency relationship by signing a written agreement, such as a listing or buyer representation agreement. However, an agency relationship can also arise before any written agreements are signed through oral agreements or by the actions of the broker and principal, by implication. For example, suppose a broker learns confidential information while attempting to obtain a listing. In that case, the broker may be bound to keep that information confidential. What if the seller later lists the property with another broker? Information obtained during the first listing presentation could harm the seller's negotiating position, especially if it suggests the seller is desperate or highly motivated to sell. What if that same broker later represents a buyer who wishes to purchase the property? The agent may be in an untenable situation where the duty of full disclosure is due to the buyer client, and the broker still owes the seller the duty of confidentiality. Many brokers have a policy of advising potential sellers that they should not tell them anything that they do not want a buyer to know. When sellers are given this advice, they are often quite surprised, because the first question that an agent asks a seller is, "Why are you selling?" Consider seller Mary, who wants to sell a property. She lists with broker Bob, the owner of Acme Realty. In this example, let's assume that Bob works alone with no license holders working for him. When seller Mary listed her property with broker Bob, a fiduciary relationship was created between them. Bob agreed to market the property according to the terms of the listing agreement. Mary agreed to cooperate with Bob's marketing efforts and to compensate Bob when he sells the property. The written listing agreement created a special agency relationship. What happens when broker Bob sponsors an agent? A general agency relationship is created when a broker hires an agent. The license holder becomes the general agent of the broker. In other words, when you go to work for a real estate firm, you become the agent of your broker. In our next example, Agent Sue is going to get her first listing. The listing will be taken under Broker Bob's name. Broker Bob will be the owner of the listing, and Sue will be referred to as the listing agent. When seller Steve signed the listing agreement, he became Broker Bob's client. Agent Sue signed the agreement, but she signed it on behalf of Broker Bob. Broker Bob has a fiduciary duty of representation to seller Steve. Agent Sue must represent the seller Steve's interests as well, not because she is the listing agent, but because she is a general agent of her broker. We know that Sue is representing Broker Bob and has a duty to all of the firm's clients. What happens when the broker hires more agents to work for the firm? Broker Bob now has two additional agents, Agent Megan and Agent Bill. Remember, all agents of the firm represent the broker. Therefore, Agent Sue, Agent Megan, and Agent Bill have the same duty of representation to seller Steve. They all share the same agency duties to all clients of the firm. As the listing agent, Agent Sue will manage the listing and will be the primary and possibly the only point of contact between seller Steve and the firm. Sue will be compensated according to the arrangement with her broker. Later, we will see that these duties present us with a conflict when a buyer the firm represents wishes to purchase a property from a seller who is also listed with the firm. In such a case, the broker must negotiate the best possible transaction for both sides. The conflict is real, but there is a method of dealing with it, known as intermediary.